All right, welcome back to ZNC Anytime. Today we are naked.
Right now,
Butt naked.
on a leather couch,
It's a butt naked
so
pod today.
cold.
There won't be a video though, so you're gonna have to wait for that one.
They should make heated couches like they do car seats.
Yeah. Do you think they do that? Maybe
I
like
feel like they
Japan.
do. I mean, I guess you can just like sit on a heated blanket.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they have those like those weird like water pouches you throw in the microwave.
Whoa, what about a heated waterbed?
Ooh, kind of like a it's a kind of like a hot tub bed at that point.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
like dry.
Well, anyway, today our we have some fun ones today. Today we're doing a would you rather prompt. Any thoughts on that, Zen?
Would you rather? I have some ideas.
Yeah, and I compiled a little list. Zen has pulled together some thoughts of his own.
Oh yeah.
And yeah,
Raw,
so
uncut thoughts
yeah,
right
super
now.
raw, super chill. Yeah, let's just dive right into it, I guess. I have a good first one that I am very biased and opinionated about, but I want to know your thoughts. Would you rather fight a hippo or a bear?
I'd rather fight the bear.
You'd rather fight the bear?
Yeah, well, it depends on like, 'cause if you're like in the hippo's domain,
Mm-hmm.
which is water, you'd be fucked anyways.
What about land?
But then you have a chance on land. If you're in the woods, you have trees, you have more variety of escape, I feel
Definitely.
like.
Well, fun fact.
Because, like, you can't swim away from.
Oh, you definitely can't swim away from a
Yeah,
hippo.
but you can run away from a bear, maybe juke him or some shit.
Probably. I'd definitely fight the bear. And, I have an irrational fear of hippos. Fun fact.
They do have big mouths.
They have huge mouths. They're actually very aggressive at nature.
Really?
Also can run about 20 miles per hour on land,
But what can they swim though?
like twice that, if not
What?
more. Yeah,
So they did ask like a speedboat or
they're
something.
like they're horrifying.
Yeah.
They're actually terrifying creatures
Now I
to
want to see a video of a hippo swimming.
yeah man, if they'll tip boats, like I think this video's out there, they'll tip a boat over and they won't fuck with you. Especially if you have like a they're around their babies. Fucking Mudang, that damn hippo online right now. Malia was talking about that a couple episodes ago, I think.
Oh yeah.
Fucking Mudang. I hate that damn hippo.
I've actually never seen it pop up on my TikTok.
Yeah. It didn't until she forced it to. She started
True.
talking about it around my phone,
I
and my
didn't
phone
look at
pulled
it,
it
so my phone didn't see me look at it.
up. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I guess hippo, or no, bear with hippo for sure. Yeah, they're just scary as shit.
Okay, let me think. Would you rather fight Spider-Man or Batman?
Oh, this is a good one. Okay. So Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
This is like normal, like encounter, random encounter.
Well, this is like Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Ooh, so it's like low-key embarrassing. You're getting your shit rocked.
And then it's who's the guy that played the vampire in Twilight?
Robert Pattinson. Pattinson.
Or Robert Pattinson Batman.
I think. Oh fuck! I'd probably
Have
take.
you even wait, have you seen the movie?
I have. Yeah,
Okay,
yeah.
chill,
It's not
chill, chill.
bad.
So you know the vibes.
Yeah.
So it's basically you're getting beat up by like an emo kid or like a nerd.
Yeah, well, Batman in that movie, like I think I'd come out of it with all my bones broken.
True.
Like I don't think my face would
You
not be
just be
intact.
like kind of sticky after fighting Spider-Man.
Yeah, and you're like hanging upside down,
Yeah, like oh man,
looking
this kind of
stupid as shit.
sucks.
Like fuck, man, I'm going to jail. I look dumb.
Yeah, true. You just look dumb and go into jail instead of being like disabled and going to jail. Wait, he doesn't even turn them in to the police.
No, he just kind of leaves him
He kind
there.
of just like beats him up and is like, don't do it again.
Batman kind of is like that too, though, where he
True.
just like, but you couldn't physically run away afterwards. That's the problem with Batman.
True. Oh, wait, the police don't like him. That's right.
Yeah. Well, technically, the police don't like either of them. But, I don't know. Depends.
Nah, they fuck with Spider-Man, I think. I mean, not in, like, any movie that has come out, but...
Yeah, no, for sure. All right, that's a good one, though. I have a good one for you. Would you rather pay $1 to make someone attracted to you? And you could stack this, like it could be multiple people. It doesn't have to be just $1. Mm-hmm. Or get paid $1 when somebody finds you unattractive.
Yeah, I'd rather get $1.
You'd rather get $1 for someone who
actually wait, let me think about that.
Because
I'm trying to think of every situation where one of those two things would come in handy.
Yeah. So, like, think about it. You pay $1, someone's immediately attracted to you. Like, whoever you want.
I feel like I would rather pay $1.
Yeah.
Because then say, like, I don't know, you, like, go to any fast food place, and then you just make everyone in the building fall in love with you, then you just get free shit.
That's true.
And you're like, oh shit! Like let's hook them up at the Chipotle. They won't go. They won't go light on the steak.
I didn't think about that.
Think about that.
I thought you'd like be like, yeah, I can hook up with whoever the fuck I want.
No. Like kind of how like Sage gets free shit from Pow.
Oh yeah, Sage is a sexy guy though.
Exactly. So it's like you get free shit.
True.
Honestly, they've been sliding me some free burritos.
Really?
Like, every other burrito, usually, like when I go there. They give it to me for free.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, we work next to a pizza shop, and so we're pretty connected with them, and we occasionally get slipped some pretty good deals. Or
I think it's because the cafe hooks them up, and then we're, like, affiliated.
Yeah, like, yeah. There's a little bit of business.
And none of the girls really eat at Pow very frequently, so.
Totally. Yeah, they'll just bring us shit sometimes, which is cool. Yeah, I think on it, but, I mean...
So, yeah, like, I don't even think of another situation where it would come in handy.
See, in my head, I was thinking I'd pay $1 and that would be it. Because, like, oh, I'd be like, you know, I'd use it on somebody I would be attracted to already, you know? Mm-hmm. But you took it in a more creative route than I thought about originally. So now I'm actually thinking about it. Because I was be like, oh, I'm a millionaire. You know? True. You're like, I'm a millionaire.
No, definitely, like... pay $1. Is it like from a distance? Like you just like pay like a cosmic dollar and it just like evaporates into the sky.
Yeah, you lose money when you want it to happen.
Word.
Yeah.
So what if you got like a $5 on you?
It turns into $4.
True. Yeah, can you break the change?
That'd be kinda cool though.
That would be cool.
A cosmic change breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's solid. Let me think of one equally as solid. Would you rather... be really good at one thing, but then, like, very bad at another? But, like, the thing that you're good at, if it's, like, a really sick skill, then the thing that you're bad at is, like, really inconvenient. Like, say you're really good, like the best guitar player, but then you're just like the worst driver.
Oh shit. So like it takes away from your like
legit
living skills.
Yeah, like living skills. So you get like sick skills, but then you have to like sacrifice like a practical skill.
And do I get to just keep doing it?
Yeah, you can kind of like switch in between.
Was there a second option?
Hmm?
Was there a second option, or was that like a would I take that deal?
Yeah, would you take the deal? Like, tell me something you'd like to just master completely.
That's a good
and then
question.
I'll give you the caveat.
I would really want to be good,
like the best, pretty much.
You know what? Just for like street cred, I'd want to be really good at basketball.
Oh, true. You can just. Tear it up anyway.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh my god, I didn't know you were good at basketball. I'd be like, yeah, I'm a little good.
What would be a perfectly good opposite?
Like clumsy and bad at walking.
You actually just like perfectly like just with the flow while you're playing basketball. You're like only coherent while you play basketball.
Yeah, oh
So
shit.
like you're low key like a tweaker, but then once you hit a basketball court, you're like the
Fucking
most, yeah, pretty much.
LeBron. Damn. I don't think I'd take it after that. Yeah.
Like you step off the basketball court and you can just low key trip over immediately.
And I'd just be like stupid.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, what's this fucking guy
But yeah, you're pretty
crashing
much.
through the door every time he walks into the room?
But you're pretty much LeBron once you hit the court.
Well, I just have to become like a professional basketball player at that point, or
True.
else everything would be so.
Just have your house be a basketball court.
Ooh, like the
Yo.
grounds made of the court.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
got hoops, random rooms. Yeah, that'd be cool. That would be good around.
So you wouldn't take it.
I probably wouldn't because it'd be a lot more of a hassle to live the rest of my life.
Not playing basketball. Unless you make basketball your life, you know what I mean?
Okay, I have a really good one for you.
Which is.
Would you rather have and only be able to watch five movies? You get to choose the five movies, or 10 songs.
Wait, repeat that.
Would you rather have only five movies or 10 songs for the rest of your life?
Probably 10 songs.
Really?
Yeah.
What would your songs be?
Oof. I probably can't answer that right now. I have too much music.
Would they all go through like a specific genre, or would you go kind of across the
I
board?
would pick like five that kind of like encapsulate each genre that I like rotate in between.
And if you were to have five movies, what would your five movies be?
It would probably be Terrifier 3, The Substance. Batman.
With Robert?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And then 50 First Dates, and
Oh,
then
not a bad one. That's a good one.
can my last movie be a show, or does it have to be a movie?
Yes, but one season.
Blue Mountain State. Have you seen Blue Mountain
I
State?
have not. Is that a
It's
show?
a really funny show. It's probably like the funniest show.
Damn, okay.
See, that's why you need to like watch all the things I tell you so that you can get all these references.
Zen's gonna have me watch these movies, and we're gonna do a full episode just talking about these
So
movies.
in the next episode, we're going to be talking about The Substance. So whoever's listening, you should go online and buy a free trial on Mubi and watch it.
Movie.
Because it's great. It like balances like being really sexy and really gross at the same time.
This
So you're like, should I be horny or should I be like grossed out?
nah, this
And
indeed.
then you're like both.
Damn,
Yep.
so conflicting, huh? I kind of like that though.
It's perfect. It's the perfect movie, honestly.
That's a perfect transition because the next question, would you rather be able to make someone gay at any time, anyone you want, and you can make them gay just for the fun of it? Right? Or get $100,000, but you risk running into one person that you'll fall madly gay love with. And there's no knowing where he is, but you're straight until you see this man. You don't even know who it is. And so they could come across your path at any moment in your life, and then you're just gay for the rest of your life. Which isn't nothing wrong with that, but women, so
True. It's not even like you'll turn bisexual or anything. It's
no,
kind of just like
you're
you gotta
like you're
give
in
up.
love with that man
You're
now.
basically switching teams for real.
It could be an ugly ass dude too, and you have to be in love with that.
True. Yeah, I'd rather turn someone gay. I don't
Yeah.
know how turning someone gay wouldn't be beneficial to me in like any situation that I use it.
Well, like it would be pretty good. No, it would be good. It's like if you're trying to hook up with a girl and your friend's also trying to hook up with that girl.
Wait, can I turn it off and on? Like, now you're gay. Now you're straight.
No,
Now you're gay
it's
again.
permanent. You
Like,
turn people
you can trick
permanently.
her. Like, you'll bring a girl too, and then you'll make her gay. And then while they're making out, you make both of them straight. And you're like, ah. Like that video of like the cats like licking a lollipop at the one end, and then he takes the lollipop away. And they're both just licking each other.
No, it's like a permanent, like there's it's a permanent lollipop's gone situation. I mean, it would be pretty funny.
I'm just trying to think of how that would be beneficial.
People like you just generally don't like.
Wait, instead of turning people gay, you can just like switch whatever way they are. So you can make gay people straight.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
So would you
Just change
rather
the
be able
situation.
to just switch someone's sexuality
Or
for
$100,000. You
$100,000?
know, I'll even put it at $1 billion. Let's put it at $1 billion.
How about. Now, I feel like that's an unfair would you rather, because one is like not like doesn't put you at a disadvantage, and the other one does.
But you're like you kind of
Because
play
like with
God
this
with their
with
sexuality.
but with the like the $1 million one, there's like a good and then there's a bad, but then like the first bit of it is like only good.
True.
So it's like, would you rather be able to switch someone, but like I don't know, you get like 2 inches shorter or some shit. So you need a factor. You
Right.
need the other factor.
Yeah, okay. So every time you turn someone straight, like a girl, for example, you go down an inch.
Or,
But when you turn them gay, you go back up an inch. So you have to turn
or,
people gay as
or
well.
whenever you switch, there's a 50-50 chance you'll be gay. Like,
Oh.
you'll be switched too, but it's a 50-50
Oh.
chance though.
But
So
is it
say I'm
permanent?
definitely switching you, then there's a 50% chance I'm gonna get switched.
So then we like wouldn't it be great if we totally like we're like super gay and into each other? That like if I turned you gay and then
And
I
then we
turned
just
gay,
didn't switch back.
but is there a switchback?
No, there's no switch back.
Then I think we're
Forever.
forced to date each other.
Forever.
Okay.
And then you stop aging.
Did you have another question in mind?
Would be a good, would you rather? Did you?
Have one more on my list. Would you rather die via,
Bet.
oh,
Final answer.
okay, then I got another one. Would you rather die via cardboard compactor
Whoa.
or bakery oven? Think about this. Think about this. You're dying brutally in both of these.
True.
Cardboard compactor. Do we need to search a photo up of one of those?
I have worked with one before.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather burn, I
You'd
feel
rather
like,
burn?
yeah, than get compacted.
I'm not like super experienced with compactors, but I did search up a photo prior.
Like, you might not die though in the compactor. You're definitely like losing consciousness at some point.
Yeah, and you're burning up.
You might just go into shock if you get crushed, but then you're still kind of there for a while.
But it is until you do die, so you will eventually die.
True, but like,
Is the oven still quicker, you think?
I feel like the oven's quicker. Because what if it's just at like 1 billion degrees? I just get
Can
vaporized.
it go to a billion
Yeah,
degrees?
definitely. Definitely can.
Yeah, all right.
That's how they make bread.
That's cool. Then I guess kind of on that. Would you rather die via space or drowning?
Space or drowning? Probably space. I feel like space would be faster for sure.
Yeah, you do like instantly blow up. Not like blow up, but you're like your organs blow up. Your brain expands, like I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I only know what movies tell me.
Apparently, and I don't know if this is right, but I was watching something the other day, and they were trying to tell me that if you die a certain way, you could actually just go into like a hypersleep for like ever. And then if somebody like got you would be able to wake up and live again.
But like you'll be old.
No, because this is in space, you're perfectly reserved.
Oh, sick.
There's no air, there's no nothing to aid you.
What about like, oh, true. So just like everything stops. Like all your bodily functions just stop functioning.
Yeah, well, you'll definitely be like kind of dead, but
Technically.
again, like I don't know if this is actually true. I might be capping out of my ass right now, but they were trying to tell me this video. They're like, yeah, no, you could like you'll go into sleep, and then you'll be reserved forever because you won't decompose. You'll be like the same.
Some crouch,
Yeah,
cryosleep.
I might have like fucked that up, and maybe you just die, but you don't decompose. That might have been the actual prompt.
Definitely die. You don't decompose in
Yeah,
this.
because I think you definitely die in space.
Yeah, you just won't rot. There's no moisture or any of that.
That's cool.
That junk.
I'd rather drown though. You know, actually, I've thought about this a lot. I think drowning would be my way to go. It feels more peaceful than a lot of other ways. If like I have to die from not old age.
True. I'd rather be shot in space.
That would be kind of cool.
That sounds cool.
It would be a way cooler story too.
Yeah.
What happened to Grandpa Zen? Oh, he
Shot
was.
himself into space.
It was his last
Like a
wish.
pimp.
Yep. All right, well,
And you know you're still up there, just like completely intact.
Yeah. And it, like, somebody might find you one day.
Exactly.
Martians.
And then if you just like pose before you die.
Fucking the middle finger up, you know?
That'd be kind of sick.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of sick. All right, any more questions?
No, that's about it. And we've hit our 20-minute mark. Yeah, that'll be it for this episode. Thanks for listening. And you can leave comments down on Spotify, I know that for sure. I don't know about in
But
some of
only
the others.
leave chill comments.
But yeah, leave some chill comments. You know, talk about how chill Zen is and how shitty our would you rathers were. And thank you.